Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello and welcome to a special Business Radio X production, Atlanta Business Radio, a special digital marketing series we've been doing time to time here in our Sandy Springs studio, where we feature innovative leaders and difference makers in the world of digital marketing. Thank you so much for joining us here today. I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. Before we get started, make sure you are following us on social media, Business Radio X Network. You can see what this show is up to in all of our studios and all of our other shows. Business Radio X on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Check us out there. Leave your thoughts and comments. We'd love to interact with you on the social media stratosphere. Let me introduce to you today co-host Thomas Harpointner. How are you, sir?
Well, good morning, Ryan. I'm fantastic.
All right. Glad to have you back in studio.
Always.
And talking digital marketing and what's trending. This is post-Super Bowl.
That's right.
Which was a huge deal. And so how are things going with you and AIS Media?
It's the busiest year for us yet, and you're right, Super Bowl dominated, all of advertising last month, but, today, the big day, Valentine's Day.
That's right. Valentine's February 14th Day. Is That's today. Right.
And it's online. It's the biggest Valentine's in the history of Valentine's as far as sales go.
Online sales, That's the right. largest Valentine's ever.
Ever.
Okay.
Yeah. Not only are more people shopping, they're spending more this year.
Well, I'm one of them. I've already bought a few gifts for Valentine's Day for my sweetheart via the internet.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. What about you? Are you guys doing anything special at AIS Media for your staff or having a Valentine's Day party? I know you guys are always doing cool stuff over there.
Well, we might. We might have something up our sleeves.
Yes. So. Very cool. So, So let's talk a little bit about what kind of some of these hot topics that are trending in 2017 for those people out there interested in taking their digital marketing to the next level.
This time of year, and really starting in January, is when most businesses develop their digital marketing strategies, right? They want to know, what are we going to do this year? What did we learn from 2016? What can we do better? And of course, website design, website development is always on the top of the list.
Right.
We've been helping businesses for many, many years. And what we've found is that a good website design development project can take many, many months, sometimes 4 or 6 months or more. And a big mistake that many businesses make and a pitfall that they can avoid is hyper-focusing on their website design and disregarding the marketing strategy. Because what we often find is when businesses go away, they develop their website, they come back out in 4 or 6 months and their site traffic and their conversions plummet. And that's mainly because they don't take the marketing strategy into consideration. They just focus on design and they disregard the content, they disregard search engine marketing. So with that, a few tips we thought might be helpful this year. The website is no longer the center of the universe, when it comes to an online presence. It may be for some businesses, if you're selling online, that's certainly where most transactions are going to take place. But you've got to take into consideration, Facebook, all the social media channels, email marketing, search engine optimization, also pay-per-click. All of those channels are important. And if you're going to redesign the website, it's a great time to look at all of those aspects, not just the site design and the pretty pictures themselves. Because frankly, Google doesn't care, whether the picture is high quality or low quality, right?
They care about words,
well,
right?
Yeah, keywords. That's right. They've got to index that stuff, right?
Yes.
Videos are important, but without proper titling, without a good description, Google won't know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
So take a look at all of that content. From SEO, for instance, traffic that comes to your website organically is probably the best type of traffic because you don't have to pay for it every time somebody clicks. But creating that good quality content, it's not free. Someone has to do it. And time has to be invested. So according to Google, if you go to Google's web developer section, Google says the best time to think about SEO, the best time if you're going to hire an SEO, the best time to think about it, to strategize, is during website design and development, right?
It should be separate from your website and design. The same guy shouldn't be doing your design for your website and your SEO optimization, or yes?
Well, they're two different disciplines,
they are.
If you think about it,
They are, two
right?
different skill sets.
Is copywriting the same as graphic design
no.
or photography? No, right? When you build a house, you probably start with the architect, right? Or you buy a cookie-cutter house. But even so, You start with the architect, then you start the building, then the interior design comes after the fact, right?
And they do work hand in hand. They are all part of that master plan, kind of the master design. That's right.
Yeah. But, you know, if you want that skylight in the bedroom after the fact, it's going to cost a whole lot more than if you design it on the forefront. You know, same with content and SEO. You know, optimize the website, create that content, create the photos beforehand, you know, rather than after the fact, to make sure that the content aligns with the design strategy. So don't wait until the site launches in 6 months and then say, now let's think about how to get found.
Yeah, that's right. And what is kind of another pain a small business is having that they needed to kind of take this work to someone else or professional as opposed to trying to do it all themselves?
Well, it's becoming a whole lot more complicated, kind of like working on cars. You know, we used to be able to do our own oil changes, right?
Yes.
But try that today.
Now you got to be a rocket scientist today to walk around your own car.
You don't want to mess with it, right? Right. You've got computers and components involved, right? Better let a professional do it. Same with a website, especially if you're selling stuff. You have databases connected to the site. Right. Social media is connected. Content has to be developed. So, you know, it does help to let a professional at it. So you take search engine optimization into consideration. Pay-per-click, of course, is a very easy way to start driving traffic to any website immediately. It doesn't even matter if the site's poorly designed. You can pay Google to drive traffic. It doesn't mean it's going to pay off well.
Right.
And consequently, it's also the quickest way to burn a lot of money if you don't know what you're doing. But Google will be happy to take your money.
Yes. And drive people to your website as long as you're willing to pay.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Right. But if the quality on the website is high and it's relevant and the ads are relevant to the content, then the cost of the ads tend to decline, and also the conversion rates on the website increase. So you have SEO, you have pay-per-click to take into consideration. You also have email marketing to take into consideration. And a big, big tip for email marketing, by the way, is still the workhorse for all digital marketing.
Right.
You know, if you build a big email list, which by the way is the first step, you know, you got to build the list. You have 20 people on your email list, and even the best campaign's not going to pay off in a big way. Mm-hmm. But build a list first. But if you have a great email list, the cost of email marketing is probably the highest return on investment if you do it right. But the big tip for email marketing is that 70% of emails today, Ryan.
Yes.
Where do you open your email?
Mobile.
Well, on your mobile phone, right?
Right, correct.
That's right. At least first.
Yeah, and the title, if I'm not even captivated by the title, immediately trash.
That's right.
I mean, I don't even open the, and it must be a really captivating title.
That's right. So you start with the title, right?
And
because if you're getting 20, 30 emails, the first question is, should I keep this or should I delete
it? Correct. And the recipient does take the, I think there's like the third. Who is it coming from? A lot of these are spam emails. And some days I get on kicks where I'm just unsubscribing left and right.
Right.
Unsubscribing left and because I tend to get myself into a lot of these email campaigns.
How do you do that?
I don't know. I just sign up for a lot of things. And I'm interested in a lot of things. And I do visit a lot of sites, but then it gets overwhelming. And then maybe I'm not interested anymore. But email marketing, like you said, is still the workhorse, still important, and still you need to have a strategy going forward on how you want to utilize it, the frequency, the type of emails, and who is it going to.
And a personal question, did you buy anything for your sweetheart this Valentine's Day via email?
Not via email. No, I did not. No,
did you buy anything on your mobile phone?
No, I did not.
No mobile commerce for you yet?
No mobile commerce. I did not. No, everything was done on the desktop or my iPad.
So kind of mobile, but not really.
Kind of mobile,
yeah,
it's right? mobile it's, around
it's
the house.
Big, the bigger, bigger, the bigger small screen.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of that is happening. People see an email, they click on that email, they go to a site, and if the purchase decision is a very simple one, you know, if it's a simple, you know, one-off product, like order these flowers, order this candy, have it delivered tomorrow, those are the type of purchases that are made most frequently, you know, not very complicated ones.
No, and maybe when it just do it one click, you know, two clicks, and it's easy and done with, and it's on its way. And that's what people like, that efficiency and ease of the mobile device for
Precisely. Yeah. And just so the big tip for email marketing, consider the small screen. And, you know, you can't buy what you can't read. So all emails should be created in a single column these days. Coincidentally, Google moved to a single column layout last year. A lot of people didn't know that, but there used to be ads at the top of Google,
yes,
at the bottom
did.
Of Google, to the right.
Right.
There are no more ads to the right. They're gone. They've disappeared.
Fits on mobile much, much cleaner, nicer, and everything's easier.
Everything's optimized for mobile.
That's right.
So when it comes to site design, when it comes to email marketing design, optimize for mobile. You know, even if all of your customers don't open their message on mobile,
they may start there, and create that seed there, and then they move later when they have more time to be on their desktop and look at it a little more in depth there.
Yeah, so they may begin their customer decision journey on mobile and then move to desktop and then ultimately buy when they're in the comfort of their own home a little bit later.
Sounds like me. That's right.
That's when the flowers got ordered, probably.
Right? That's right.
And, you know, and then, of course, we've got social media itself, right?
Yeah. And that's everywhere. Everybody's involved, I think, on some level. Or you're just one of those, I'm anti-social media. I'll never sign up. I'll never be that guy. And then they're just fighting it everywhere they go. But it creeps into our lives every day and on every level.
Yeah.
And if from a business perspective, it's important to have a presence there as well.
Yeah, interesting fact about Facebook, and it's actually not a new fact, but even this came out a few years ago, that the fastest growing demographic on Facebook were the adults, no longer the kids.
Right.
You know, you want to connect with the kids, you're better off on Snapchat these days. You know, my little nieces, they're on Snapchat. I can't reach them on the phone.
Right.
You know?
Snapchat.
Who uses phones?
Use a filter, too, like a crazy face filter, and immediately be responding. Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
But, you know, the more mature audience is actually very, very active on Facebook. Mm-hmm. They may not go to Facebook to search for stuff like they do on Google. But Facebook is the cocktail party. You know, you go there, you visit with your friends, you hang out a little bit. And sometimes, you know, you get captivated by something interesting that you didn't expect to see, and often that's an ad.
Yes.
You know, if it's interesting enough, you may actually visit the website and make a purchase.
Facebook has this recommendations thing now where people are saying, hey, I'm going to St. Simon's for the weekend. Mm-hmm. Any recommendations for a favorite restaurant or a thing for the family to do? Or I need a recommendation for this. That is now something I'm seeing more and more of people doing on social media.
And if a lot of your friends have been to that restaurant or St. Simon's, you're a little bit more likely to go there too.
Very true. So all good stuff there. SEO, PPC, pay-per-click, email campaigning, and social media marketing. Very important for businesses to have a strategy, all four of those. And your website redesign, this may be a good time for you to kind of package all that together and rethink going forward in 2017.
That's right.
Very good stuff there. So we have a guest here in studio going to join us here now. From Americo. He's president of the matting division. David Ronis, how are you, Dave?
Doing great. How you doing?
Pretty good. So did you learn anything in that last segment there with Thomas on digital marketing?
I sure did. In fact, I tried to write down as much as I could so I didn't forget. He brought up some very good points.
Yes, sir. So tell us about Americo. How are you helping folks?
Well, the company's been in business for about 50 years. I've been with the company for about 25 years. And we work with advertising agencies and promotional product distributors on branding. We manufacture promotional floor mats that are used in an entrance or can be used in front of a counter, a POP, or in front of a display to help companies with their branding and, you know, reinforcing their message.
Just mats?
Just mats, floor mats, and we did branch out into counter mats now.
Counter mats and floor mats of any shape, any size, right?
That's correct.
And any store. And what's some of these stores that, you know, people may know, some of these big, is it big box retailers or?
Really everybody. We do everything from the mom and pops to the large department stores, automobile dealerships, you name it.
Think about that, folks. As you walk into your next store out there, look at the floor mat in the door and think to yourself, where did it come from? And it may have come from Americo.
And one of the things that we preach is that our mats serve double duty. Not only do they, you know, reinforce the brand, the logo, or product, but they're also very functional. They're designed to keep floors clean, safe. They're designed to trap, you know, debris, snow, sleet, ice, whatever, outside so it doesn't get tracked inside, and hopefully we'll prevent some slips and falls along the way.
Definitely a functional mat, a branding opportunity as folks come in and out of the store for the company logo. What about putting some social media branding on a mat itself, a hashtag or at Twitter symbol? I mean, are folks doing these kind of creative marketing things now with mats?
Sure. In fact, one of the things that we see more and more of, requests that we're getting are for selfie mats.
Really?
So we'll do, you know, a round mat that'll go either on a cruise ship or in a department store or out in a public space where people are doing selfies.
That's fantastic. And I can't believe this. You've been with the company 25 years. That's unusual in this day and age. What is it about America that keeps you there? They talk to you a little bit about the culture of the company.
Well, we're a family business. You know, family values are very important to us. we live now in a very competitive world. And, you know, let's face it, it's not easy to find and retain good people. Mm. And one of the benefits at our company is that because we're so family-oriented, people want to work for us because they know that, you know, if their kids are sick or they have to go to the doctor or there's a family emergency, whatever it is, you know, they know that it's not going to be a problem to take time off.
Mm-hmm. And that starts from the leadership at the top, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, good. And so people come to want to work with Americo, and then that probably resonates in the customer service experience you give to your clients.
Right. No, that's exactly right. That's where it all starts. If people enjoy what they're doing, it's going to show. The customers will be able to pick up on it, and they'll want to do business with us because they can tell that, you know, we're a fun company, we're having a good time, but, you know, we are serious when it comes down to business.
How do you translate that kind of culture and that mission into your digital marketing strategy?
Well, that's a good question. You know, we've recently decided to branch out, if you will, in our marketing. We, for years, had relied solely on exhibiting at trade shows. We did some email marketing, and we were catering to a specific targeted audience, and that is promotional product distributors and advertising agencies.
Right.
And just recently, you know, we realized that, you know, it's a great big world out there that we're in. And, you know, we're not hitting nearly the size of the market that we could be. And so that's when we decided, well, we need a website that looks like, you know, a professional company that people can navigate easily. And then they can find.
Right. And they can order maybe directly from you instead of the middleman, the promotional company, or their advertiser. That's kind of who was, it sounds like you're going after first. Someone else is going to sell your product to someone else.
Well, we're really geared towards promoting the product itself. We really try and sell through distribution. We don't want to compete with our distributor. So we're really more towards, hey, you know, this is an item that you may not have considered as part of your marketing mix. Give us a call, you know, contact us. We'll put you in touch with one of our distributors, and then they can take it from there.
I see. So and then helping, you know, your distributors at the same time, you're helping create awareness about these opportunities to put these mats in your stores and your shops, wherever it may be, for a functional or design element. These mats have a place everywhere. So where are some of these famous places you put these mats? You put a mat in, like, you know, the World Trade Center before it went down, or where did you put these mats?
Well, we've done everything from, you know, ESPN events, X Games. We've done mats for the White House. We do promotional campaigns for American Express, for example. Wow. Their Small Business Saturday.
Great.
They give out, you know, 50 to 100,000 floor mats to small businesses around the country. And we've worked with them for the last 5 years on, you know, developing a mat that is going to, you know, reinforce their promotional campaign, and it's also going to last for a while. They don't want something that is going to, you know, not survive after, you know, 3 or 4 months. They want something that's going to be durable because it's their name, it's their brand.
Mm-hmm. And then what about the service of the mats, right? So they come in there, and somebody's got to keep this mat clean and serviced and changed, or you guys don't worry about that?
Well, we're an alternative to mat rental. If you are renting a floor mat, you're going to spend about $200 to $250 a year for the rental company to come on and
right,
clean your mat once a week. You can purchase a brand new mat with your logo on it every 3 months and still save money. So
well,
that's the difference.
Right. And so, and saving that money can help you with more marketing and more strategy. And so, Thomas, you know, a mat company, right? They
that's
still
right.
got to get the word out there. They got to translate their message of their family culture, mm-hmm. their values-based community they have at their business. And so from your perspective, what are some great ways for them to get that message out there?
Well, so, you know, you have a lot of different forms of marketing, right? I mean, the business has been around for decades.
Yes.
In the beginning, social media probably wasn't there, right? Facebook is about 12 years old.
Right.
So, you know, put to David, I mean, of all the marketing tactics you're using today, you know, how big is digital as part of your overall marketing mix, or how has that changed in say the past 5-6 years?
Well, I would say right now it's growing to be the second largest marketing expense that we have. The number one is going to be trade show exhibiting, mm-hmm. where you're reaching a finite targeted market. We're recognizing that digital is the way to go. The audience is just enormous, and that's why we've decided to make the investment in digital marketing.
And of all the digital channels that you're using, you're on Facebook, and companies find you on Facebook?
We are, and we're trying our best to promote our Facebook page, get as many mm-hmm. likes as we can, and mm-hmm. We've done. We're starting to do a little bit of advertising on Facebook as well, trying to broaden our reach.
Okay. And how would you compare the return on investment, say, for digital marketing versus traditional, like, direct mail or outdoor or, trade shows, which is your primary traditional method, right?
Well, I wish I could give you a good answer on that. We're trying our best to mm-hmm. track where our leads are coming from, and we mm-hmm. do have a lead log that we call. So anytime somebody contacts us, whether phone, email, fax, or whatever it is, we're trying to track the leads so that we can at least see at the end of the month, at the end of the quarter, of the year, where our leads coming from. It's a little bit more difficult to track the dollars mm-hmm. That we're getting in return. We're implementing some systems now so that we can better track what type of return on investment we're getting from all of our marketing sources.
So, David just brought up a great point. He mentioned facts.
Mm-hmm.
We don't hear about facts much
just
anymore.
Just the facts,
right?
Ma'am.
but I think the important point there is you have to know your customer. Know your customer.
Mm-hmm.
If you're dealing with teenagers and kids, then sure, Snapchat is a great place because we have a lot of customers right. asking us, should we be on Pinterest? Should we be on Instagram? Should we be here? Should we be there? The best way to reach your customers, be where they are. We have some clients who love to communicate via text messages. I mean, if you want to get right. a quick confirmation about a meeting, text is the best way to reach them. Others love email. In David's case, you still have a customer segment that uses fax machines, right? So that's just another channel in which to reach customers. And what's becoming increasingly complex, if you think about it, you've got email, you have Facebook direct messages, Instagram has direct messages, there's fax, there are all different channels. And, so when clients often ask us, should we be in this other channel, you have to consider that someone has to man that channel.
Right.
Someone's got to check that email box, mm-hmm. right? Or check that Facebook message. Because if your company gets on Facebook and you launch a great page and you post great content, but you're not checking the messages as they come in, you're going to get a lot of upset customers potentially. Customers today are becoming more and more impatient when they want an answer to something, right? Whether it's a product question and they're ready to buy. Especially when they're online, they're very impatient. They might be, 5 minutes away from making a decision, and they've got one last product or pricing question, and they want to get someone. Some right. people still pick up the phone and call,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So, David, as far as advice to businesses, things that you've learned, if you could, if somebody, a smaller startup business, were to ask you, give me some tips and pointers, some good advice, what are some pitfalls to avoid?
Well, one of the things that we started doing about a year ago was that we created a newsletter called Promo Tips. And basically what we do is we email 20,000 of our customers and prospects, anybody that's in our database, with sales and marketing tips mm-hmm. that they can use to grow their own business. So we're trying to give them some information that can help grow their business. Oh, and by the way, there might be a small article or an ad on logo mats mm-hmm. and how to use promotional matting in a marketing campaign and talk about maybe the different types of mats. But basically, we're trying to give them some value, some information that they can use to help build their business.
Yeah, that brings up right. a really good point because every business has some, they've got their products and services, and then they have business experience.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone can learn from business experience.
Sure, they're all trying to evolve or grow in one way or another. And getting some of those generic tips may be a great kind of way into the conversation. And by the way, we have some mats that are here available, or some reasons why you should have some industrial mats, maybe for anti-fatigue or something like that. So I like to get back to the topic of, you know, the staff. Who is like manning the store on this kind of department for you? You're the president of the organization, so you're not doing this day to day. Do you have a team, or is it one person, or are you farming this stuff out?
No, we do everything in-house. Our customer service department, they do a fantastic job. We just recently added a web chat option to our website. And so we were very curious to see what type of traffic we would get with that. And I've been pleasantly surprised. You know, we haven't been overwhelmed, but we get enough requests per day, you know, from people that are very interested in our products. And, you know, this is how they want to communicate with us. So that works out very well.
And live web chat with a customer service representative in real time, answering their questions. That's, again, probably speaks to that culture that you guys created there. We want to help you right away and listen to the customer.
Right. And one of the things that we found is that, you know, web chat works great, because if that distributor were to call in, you know, they would probably take up 5, 10, 15 minutes of time for this customer service rep, whereas if they're chatting via the web, it's a lot more efficient to get the information to them. And then if they still have questions, we'll turn them over to a sales administrator.
Right. So you got a team of customer service professionals monitoring all these social media channels and email channels and such. And how often do you check in with them to see how things are progressing or going with them?
We have a monthly review to see how is our marketing working, and we'll talk about what some of the challenges are. If we're overwhelmed with requests on our web chat, then we'll add a couple other customer service reps or sales administrator so that we have the coverage. And then we'll review where the lead's coming from. Well, one of the big parts is how's our website doing? How much traffic are we getting? How are keywords doing? Are they moving up? And how many leads are we getting from our website?
Right. And that's great. Checking in regularly. You don't just set a strategy and check in at the end of the year. Monthly is a great opportunity to see what's working, what's trending, what's not. Is there additional training for some of these customer service professionals that needed to be implemented? You know, oftentimes they're doing their job, they're working hard day by day. And oh, by the way, we're now going to have you start managing these social medias. Talk to us a little bit about that transition.
Well, the first thing is product training. So they'll spend about a week just learning all the different types of mats that we manufacture, the different imprinting methods that we have. And basically, they want to determine what's the best mat for the job. Because we have such a variety of custom mats, it's up to the customer service person to ask the right questions so that we can make the right recommendations. After the product training, then we'll do continuous sales training, customer service training, make sure, you know, everybody, you know, understands that, you know, we want to pick up the phone, you know, on the first or second ring, and we want to make sure every email is answered, you know, within an hour or two. Because, you know, we live in a world where people expect answers immediately.
Yes.
And if you don't give them those answers, they'll just move on to your competitors.
That's right. We don't want that. So continually training the customer services about the products and the interaction with the customer. You know, I've got an idea for a mat. Our listeners can't see this, but we have mats on our tables here in the studio. I would love to see a customized Business Radio X mats here on the table. I guess I need to call the customer service team over there, live chat them right now on air, Thomas. a live chat is something that businesses can implement and begin to get real-time feedback from their customers.
No, absolutely. And we've had clients, you know, who've, you know, implemented live web chat. You know, again, someone has to man that live web chat, though, you know, because installing the technology is easy, and there are plenty of companies who are eager to sell it to you, you know, but it's just like another phone line. And, you know, if the sales reps are responsible for answering that line, they've got to be available. You know, if you have live chat on your website and no one's home and no one's answering, people tend to get frustrated. It can actually tarnish your reputation. And it's the same with every channel. You know, if you're going to be on Facebook, you can't have just one foot in. And if you're going to blog, you need to do it regularly. And if you want to be right. on Instagram, Instagram requires good quality photos on a regular basis. So we spend a lot of time consulting and developing a strategy before we dive in. Because when you do things poorly, it can hurt your reputation more than it can help. You know, so, yes. but David made a good point that people have very short attention spans, particularly when you're communicating with them on mobile. So the messages that get pushed out on mobile, you have to consider people are on the go and they have half the bandwidth, right? Than they do when they're on, Wi-Fi at the office. Mm-hmm. So they've got half the bandwidth and they're twice as impatient. So you want to get the message across fast, keep it simple, keep it straightforward, and give them a very clear call to action.
Yeah, very good advice.
We believe less is more.
Yes, less is more, absolutely. And trending, you know, will continue social media, will continue with Facebook and Twitter. Some of these hashtags that are going on today. I saw Thomas recently put together a list for us of the number top 10 hashtags on Instagram. Yeah. Any guesses on what number one is in the studio here today? Well, it's Valentine's Day, so number one is love. 1.9 billion hashtags. So we can start trending America love, hashtag love, and get on that train of trending topics.
That's right.
As we talk to here time to time, Super Bowl, Valentine's Day. What's next that we can look forward to?
Well, you know, that's a good point. In January, you know, no surprise, Super Bowl, you know, very popular. Mm-hmm. So hashtag Super Bowl. You know, a lot of people search for Super Bowl on Instagram. Coincidentally, they also search for it on or interacted with it on Facebook and on, Google. So if there's some way that you can tie your company, and if you're doing a Super Bowl party at your office, you know, then take a picture, post it, and add the hashtag Super Bowl. It's a good way just to tie into the fun. Another one was Miss Universe, also very popular, right? Pictures, mm-hmm. content. So for January, Super Bowl was very popular. iHeart Awards was-
I don't even know what that is.
Top trending hashtag.
Okay.
Right? Along with Miss Universe. Valentine's,
yes.
it's a big hashtag this this February. But the top 10 list of most popular hashtags throughout the entire year, you just said it, love.
Love, number one.
Over 1 billion people use the hashtag love. Number two, InstaGood.
InstaGood.
You may not even know what that is.
It's like Instagram, InstaGood, I guess. Right?
InstaGood, doing good on Instagram, pictures for nonprofits and so forth. 539 million times has that hashtag been used.
So a small business can kind of jump on this hashtag train.
That's right.
And say, hey, I love Business Radio X.
Right.
And now other people are finding us in other channels and maybe has nothing to do with our traditional marketing strategy, but a great way to have fun with it and catch the coattails of a trending hashtag.
Yeah, just attach the hashtag to a photo, to content that you're creating.
Yes.
So, which really means think about the big events that are occurring throughout the year, mm-hmm. right? The standard events, like Valentine's Day, St. Patty's Day, 4th of July, Christmas, New Year's. And consider ahead of time what type of content that you can create that you can tie your company into. Because most businesses do a fantastic job for their employees anyway. They've got outings, they've got parties, right? They donate to the community. They might go to the food bank and so forth. But it's an opportunity to share what you're doing with the rest of the world who may also be doing it.
Right.
So that's as far as tying in that content strategy into your web design, into your email strategy, into your social media strategy, fill that content calendar ahead of time so to know that, hey, you know, if Valentine's Day is coming and we're going to have a little party at the office, let's make sure we take some pictures and put those out there.
Right. Or later this year, back to school is always a fun time of year for
Absolutely.
Families and such. So
that's right.
So what's new and next for America? Where are you going to be? Any trade shows or exhibits, conferences? People can find you, Dave, coming up.
Well, our biggest trade show of the year we just had in Las Vegas, the Promotional Product Association. There is usually about 12 to 13,000 attendees at the show. And then for the rest of the year, we'll do smaller, what we call room shows, where you meet one-on-one with a distributor or distributor salesperson that has significant business, with usually Fortune 500 companies. Mm-hmm. So you get to meet with them, you get to talk about, who their clients are, what type of, promotional matting program would work with their client base. So we'll be doing that pretty much between now
and you find that a little more effective, that one-on-one, like I said, room shows?
Absolutely. Because, you know, the problem with the big trade shows nowadays is that, you know, you spend 95% of your time with, you know, a part-time distributor, maybe works in their basement or their garage. And, you know, they're not doing a whole lot of volume. And if they do, you know, if they're going to bring in an order for one or two floor mats, and, you know, it's tough for us to, you know, make a living, you know, selling one floor mat at a time. We'd rather work with the distributors that are, you know, more professional. They're consultants. You know, they're not peddlers. They're consultants. They're working with, you know, large corporations on branding.
Yeah. So, and we are very familiar with the trade show environment here at Business Radio X. We do radio in my booth, where we go to trade shows, conferences, and expos and set up the radio program and interview clients and prospects and just people and have fun. I'm being down in Orlando next week for the HIM 17 conference, big 40,000 attendees down there next week. So that's where I'll be. But if other our listeners want to get more information about you, your company, or some mats, what's the best way to contact you?
I would say go on our website, which is promomatting.com, or you can go and sign up for our newsletter at promomatters.com.
Get the newsletter. The newsletter, he said, goes out regularly with some business tips, business advice. You can also connect with them on social media, but the best place to start is go to promomatting.com.
Promomatting.com
to connect with David and his team over there at Americo. Well, thank you so much, David, for joining us. We'll look forward to more great things from you and your organization in 2017 and beyond.
Thank you. I had a great time.
All right. And Thomas, where can folks find you coming up here in the next couple of weeks?
Well, of course, at AISmedia.com is always a good place to start.
Yes.
But we're all over social media. So you can connect with me. Find me on Facebook, Thomas Harpointner, AIS Media on Facebook, Instagram. Sign up to our email newsletter. So, and if you'd like to be considered as a future guest, just reach out to me through any of those channels. So,
Pitch us your story also here at AtlantaBusinessRadio.com. We're looking to feature the best and the brightest here in the Atlanta area. And before we get out today, I want to send a special message to our listeners that we're running a contest here to the end of the month. Compliments of Taste Atlanta. We've got some free gift cards, $20 value, $50 value. Again, compliments to Taste Atlanta. If you send us a picture with you in your Business Radio X coffee mug, the world famous Business Radio X mug, and hashtag mugshot, either tweet us, Facebook message us, or put it on Instagram. We'll send it to our committee for vote, and then we'll give you a free gift card. So again, hashtag mugshot with the Business Radio X mug. We'd love to give these gift cards away. Just a few more left before the end of the month. And thank you, audience, for joining us here today. Thank you, Stone Payton and Lee Cantor, for making all of this happen. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X network, I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. Until we talk again on the radio.